Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, my friend. Yes, it's been quite a while. The last time you and I met, you nearly took me out in style. My heart's racing and my mind is thinking I sure didn't miss your face. But you're here and I can't run. Do what you gotta do with haste. But I feel the need to take you on, maybe tie you to a pole.
Show. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight and being a part of the show. And most importantly, you know, RIR Radio, we're about carrying a message of hope through radio and through the internet and being able to stream live in a lot of different places. And we are capable of doing that through Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank them. And we also want to thank, of course, Stacy Hampton. Her song just now that you heard was something that's pretty remarkable. It is Cold, Cold Beast, and Stacy Hampton is a female solo artist, basing most of her music in folk rock with a touch of country, a hint of bluegrass, and a sprinkle of funk. She's been around for a while, and she is a great singer-songwriter and is a huge, huge asset to the recovery community with her music. And I want to bring her on now, and we can talk a little bit more about what she's doing. Stacy, are you with me?
I am. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Yes, I can. So what's happening? That's a great song, Cold, Cold Beast. How'd you come up with it? What's the background on it?
The background is basically, you know, one of the things that I struggled with for me personally early in recovery was that I didn't like to be uncomfortable and I didn't like pain very much, you know, and I just wanted to either run from it or do anything I could to avoid it. And then at one point it occurred to me that, you know, it was a lot easier to stop the fight and just let it take its course. And that's kind of where I came up with the melody and the chorus of it. So it's just about being able to sit with those uncomfortable things or spaces or circumstances going on in your life, let them take its course, and at the end of it, you come out of the other side, and for me personally, it was, you know, you come out a little bit stronger.
You know, Stacey, it's funny that you're talking about that, because we were just talking last week on last week's show about how it's therapeutic to write music. You know, we're talking with another artist. Do you feel that? Do you feel that it's a therapeutic thing for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I mean, now I do. It was interesting because, you know, for me, when I first got sober, I actually couldn't write for about a year. I could play other stuff. I could play covers and things like that. But to sit down with a piece of paper and try and write something out, I couldn't do it. And it was really frustrating. And because it is so therapeutic for me. And the very first song that I wrote in sobriety called Close to Normal came to me at about, 15 months. And at that point, my songwriting and the style was completely different. And now it is. It's a refuge for me. It's a way to really get my emotions and my feelings out on paper, but do it constructively, which I didn't know how to do that for a lot of years.
Well, listen, and that's why, you know, we have this show. It's because we want people that are in recovery and musicians that are in recovery and people that are, you know, just music lovers that are in recovery because they're rockers in recovery, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We want people to hear this. We want people to know that there's hope. You know, there's poets out there that go through the same thing. There's artists that go through the same thing as far as, you know, with their artwork. And you know, I think that when we talk about that, it takes some time to be able to do that. Some people aren't that way. Some people start writing right away and they just start blasting it out. Other people, it does take time. It takes time to heal. So it's a collective bunch of information that goes out. You know, we're RIR Radio. Of course, we're here tonight and we're interviewing Stacey Hampton, and she's a singer-songwriter, and we're doing it right here in the park at 93rd Street in Miami Shores, Florida. We're hanging out. It's a beautiful night. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors for this episode, the Shores Treatment and Recovery Center and Revive Detox Center. Stacey, when you first started with the whole going out and you do treatment centers, you do a lot of things. Like, you do some unplugged sets at treatment centers, and you do all of that stuff now, too, correct?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I did one last Tuesday.
Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us the experience behind that.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I love doing it. And you know, for me, when I was in treatment, you know, I wanted so much to have music in there, you know, because it was so mundane and you know, the day started kind of feeling the same, and you're going, you know, through the counselors and groups and blah 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 blah. And for me, you know, music is really exciting. And when I started doing it and just going out and playing for the patients, I mean, it breaks up the monotony of it. It brings something new. And you know, I think everybody can relate to music, especially when you write from such an emotional place and from personal experience of, I understand what you're going through. So, you know what, we're going to share this experience together. It's always such a positive response. It really is. I mean, they get into it. They love the music. They start asking questions, which I think is the most important thing. When I did it last Tuesday, as a matter of fact, I had a gentleman come up to me afterward, and he's a musician, and that's one of his fears. When I get sober, I'm not going to know how to write, or I'm not going to know how to have any fun. No, man. It's going to flow like you've never experienced before. And like you said, so it brings them hope. And but it's always such a positive response. And I feel so, so awesome to be able to give that back, you know, and to share that experience with them.
Do you think that, you know, when you're in treatment and because, you know, when I've been, you know, I've had the experience of being in a treatment center and watching an unplugged set take hold, and know, you get people that get emotional, you get people that cry, you get people that, you know, really get in touch with their feelings for the first time behind a song. And I think that it's really important that it be known that that type of intervention, so to speak, it helps the therapist to be able to really get to know who the person is.
Kind of breaking down. I know for me, you know, I had such a wall, and it kind of starts chipping at that wall of you know, maybe it is okay to be a little bit vulnerable. You know, maybe it is okay to show a little bit of emotion. And, yeah, absolutely. I can totally agree with that.
Do you think that at this point in the recovery community, I mean, listen, Rockers in Recovery has been around since 2008. We started doing our concerts in 2011. You know, the recovery community has really come around to the idea of using music to be able to help educate the public with music. And I mean, you know, just look around and see some of the things that are going on. I mean, we have this, we have a huge rally going on October the 4th up in Washington, D.C., and Unite to Face Addiction. I mean, there's all types of people now using music to be able to, you know, help people understand and educate people about addiction issues. Do you have you seen that progress, and do you think people are more open to the music aspect of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen a lot of it, and I think the reason why is because, you know, music is such a universal language. Music is something that everybody can connect with, and so when, you know, for me, when you know, we're able to break down the barriers of all the things that we think divide us, and come together on a common ground of, hey, I love music, you love music, so let's come together with that and then start working towards what it is, you know, that we're trying to share. Yeah, and I think that if music brings everybody together, and like I said, it's such a positive movement, you know, whether you know, whether you're in the U.S. or whether you're halfway across the world, you always pick up on the emotional side of just a nice melody or a nice, you know, a nice hook or something like that, and it draws you in. So I can't imagine that it's going to be anything short of a very, you know, positive movement in order to start on a universal plane like that and then move towards or educating more people as far as that goes. And like I said, you know, it's such a fearful thing for new people, especially in recovery, because in my experience, all of the music festivals and concerts that I ever went to, you know, there was always substances involved. So, you know, I shied away from it in the beginning. No, I can't go there. No, I can't go there. And so when you're bringing that into such a positive aspect of, look, we're coming together for a common solution, and we're coming together, and we can have fun, and we can share, and can speak the same language, I don't see how people can't, you know, not be attracted to that.
So let me ask Absolutely. You. I mean, you were able to last year. You know, you were a part of the Rockers in Recovery Music Fest, the fourth annual Rockers in Recovery Music Fest last year, and part of that whole emphasis was just that, was educating and showing people advocacy through advocacy programs that were there and talking and the music. And what was your experience being there, and how did you feel about that whole experience last year?
I absolutely loved it. I absolutely loved it. There was such a variety of music, and so, you know, so much talent that, you know, just in that aspect, I had a blast. And then to bring in, you know, the recovery advocacy part of it, it was quite, you know, I'll share, you know, something a little bit more on the personal side. You know, my parents were there, and my mom, you know, she absolutely just, you know, really connected with a couple of things that were shared, you know, from some of the speakers in between the music. And so, you know, to see that and, you know, to see that, like going back to what we were talking about before, music bringing people together. And that may be, you know, being the surface commonality, but then coming behind that and speaking about a common solution of education and recovery and sobriety and bringing lives together in a positive moment. I loved it. It was by far one of the most fun festivals that I had been a part of. It was absolutely amazing.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back this year, and most importantly, we're looking forward to, of course, hearing more from Stacy over the next few months. And, Stacy, I think that when it comes right down to it, we are here all together to be able to carry a message of hope. And if we combine it together, like we were just discussing, you know, from one stage, you're able to combine all of those messages together and have a healthy commitment of everybody working together. I think that in the end, what it does for communities, it reaches the community in a totally unique way. There's a great article at rockersandrecovery.org, and you can check it out. It's the first article on the blog, and it's Love of Recovery and uniting to face addiction and do a bunch of other things that we're working on here at Rockers in Recovery. But, you know, in the end, it's the people that are in the trenches, like yourself, Stacy. You go out there, you're committed to your recovery, you're committed to helping others, and you do that through your music. You're a wonderful lady. What do you have coming up that you might want to tell people about?
It's crazy. But it's a good kind of crazy. I've been told by mentors in on my journey here, embrace the crazy. So that's what I do. As a matter of fact, I got asked to write the theme song of an upcoming show that's going to be aired up in the Philly, Jersey area called Road to Recovery. I'm going to go back in the studio. Yeah. That's pretty much what my response was. At first, I kind of looked and was like, did he message the right person? But I'm getting in the studio tomorrow, finishing that up. That show airs Thursday night. I believe it's 7:30 Eastern, Road to Recovery. And I'm also flying up to Philly to meet up with Michael DeLeon, the one who put the documentary together, An American Epidemic. And he is actually having me on as a guest for the show. So it's great things happen when you turn your life around.
Yeah, Michael DeLeon, he was at the festival last year.
Yeah, he was. That's where I met him.
Ah, okay, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing. See, that's the cool part about all of us working together. Is that, you know, at these different things, we are able to spin out other things. Like, you know, I was so honored that, Tom Cordero was at our festival last year. And, through that, we have at the event coming up in October, Daryl Strawberry, who was one of our guests at our festival, is going to be, up there speaking at that event. And, so there's a lot of good things that come out of us all working together.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful experience, recovery. You know, when we put all of this together back in 2011, the first Rockers and Recovery Music Festival was held on the beach in Pompano Beach. And we did it in about a six-week time period. 1,000 people showed up. We were streaming it live on Ustream, and we were broadcasting live on the AM platform. It was the most amazing day of my life. And, you know, here we are, you know, going into 21 concert and festival productions later. And, you know, what we want to be able to do is bring that message that, hey, listen, folks, there is hope. I don't care if you're in, you know, you're a person that's struggling with recovery, if you're a person that's in recovery and you just don't know where you're at, if you're a family member that has a person that needs help, there is hope, man. And we do have the ability to be able to help people with a message, and that message is that, you know, there's help out there for people. And RAR Radio, of course, our guest tonight, Stacy Hampton, singer-songwriter, and you can go to Stacy Hampton right on Facebook and friend her. You can also check her out on SoundCloud, and you can also check her out on Reverb Nation. And we want to thank the Shores Treatment and Recovery and Revive Detox for sponsoring tonight's show, the episode tonight. And I want to invite you back later on, Stacey, and I want to thank you for being a part of tonight's show.
Well, thank you, John. I sure do appreciate it. It's been a pleasure, and, you know, get in touch with me. I'd love to do it anytime for you, man. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, too, and all that you do for the recovery community. Stacey Hampton, everybody. Thank you so much, Stacey. You have a blessed night, and we'll talk soon.
All right. You too, John.
Folks, there we go. That's Stacey Hampton, and we want to thank her for being on the show. I also want to take this time to, you know, talk to you about recovery. And all I can tell you is today, folks, I truly know that my recovery is a precious gift, and it's a day-at-a-time thing. You know, there's a lot of people out there now that talk about, you know, a long-term recovery and how people with short-term recovery can't talk about long-term recovery, and they should have at least a couple of years before they say anything, and they should do this, and they should do that, and they should do this. Listen, if God's calling is God's calling, that's between the individual and God. All I can tell you is this, is that thank God at the very beginning, that day that Bill Wilson sat down with Bob Smith, and those two had a conversation the next day. Bill didn't tell him, hey, listen, stop being a doctor for 6 months, because where would we be today? I'm really glad that I have the opportunity to have a voice. I'm really glad that I have an opportunity to have a voice to be able to help people. Even in my darkest times, I've always made sure that if somebody reached their hand out, I was there. Doesn't matter what you thought of me is, what you thought of this is, or what you thought of recovery is. What's your thought of you? That's the question. Where do you begin with you, and where do you end with you? Because when it all ends, you're the only one going out. Nobody else is going out with you. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You have a blessed night. We're going to go out with Cold Cold Beast, written by Stacey Hampton. You guys have a great night. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello again, my friend. Yes, it's been quite a while. The last time you and I met, you nearly took me out in style. My heart's racing and my mind is thinking I sure didn't miss your face. But you're here and I can't run to what you gotta do with hate. call.